to the high priest, there was the incense altar, the small one. Mm-hmm. So that's the incense altar. It's made out of acacia wood, plated gold. On that, they would offer incense, of course. Every day, twice a day, once in the morning and once in the evening. And they say that the incense had a very, very, very strong smell, a very good smell, a very special smell, not like regular stuff that we know today, like, it was something unbelievable, something really, really good. They say that it would go out of the temple itself, even outside Jerusalem. If you would be over here in the shuk, in the market, taking a stroll in the street, you would be able to smell the smell of the incense. It was so strong and so good. So it was only the only service that everyone could connect to, even though you're not in the temple itself right now. You're living your daily lives, you know, walking outside, doing whatever. You could smell the smell, and you could be part of what's being done in the temple itself. Okay, if we look up over there, we can see where the incense altar is standing. That's the holy place in the temple, in the second temple, actually. Right in the center is the incense altar. On the left is the menorah, which you guys saw on the way down to the western wall. And on the right is the showbread table. Okay, so the whole idea in the holy place is that we have, on one hand, we have the physical blessing in the world, the bread that we eat every day that God gives us. Okay, that's the showbread table. It resembles the bread, the physical blessing. And the menorah resembles the spiritual blessing. Menorah is light symbolizes more, you know, something more spiritual. And in the middle, the incense, that's like the golden path. It's right in the center, right in the middle. It's the combination of the two. On one hand, the incense is it's herbs, something physical, something that comes from the ground, something more physical. And on the other hand, it has a very good smell. And the smell is more spiritual, something that's more connected to the soul. It's not something physical. So it's one of the more spiritual senses that we have, the sense of smell. And that's the combination. And it also goes up. The smoke goes up. So it's like it combines from the bottom to the top, right in the center, middle. Okay. Now, the showbread table. We could look at the showbread table right over here in front of you. Beautiful showbread table that we remade. It's made exactly like it's written, made out of acacia wood, plated gold, mm-hmm. and it has 12 shelves, like the 12 tribes of Israel. On each one of these shelves, there stood one loaf of showbread, each one the size of the shelf itself, 12 big loaves of bread on the showbread table. Now, the bread was not like regular bread, it was very holy and special. This bread would stand on the table for a whole week. From Shabbat to Shabbat, from Saturday to Saturday. And once a week, they would exchange the bread. Now, usually, if we leave bread outside, not for a week, for a day or two, it becomes, what happens? It becomes stale, and it becomes moldy, it's not good, you can't really eat it. So, but in the temple, it wasn't like that. It stayed fresh, like it just got out of the oven for a whole week. It was very special bread, of course, in the holy place inside the temple. So it stayed fresh for the whole week, and at the end of the week they would take off the 12 loaves of bread, like we see up over there in that painting. You can see the exchanging of the bread. The priests are taking off the 12 loaves of bread, that's how it looked like, that's the shape of the bread. And they're bringing up the new set of bread. Okay, now what would they do with the last set of bread after they took it off the table? They would all the priests that worked in the temple that week, before they go back home to their families, to their friends, so they all would come together in one of the chambers in the temple, and they would all sit for a meal with the showbread. Each one got like a tiny, tiny piece of bread because there were lots and lots and lots of priests. But each one, they say that they were full, like they ate a whole meal from that small piece of holy showbread. Okay, so it was like a last treat for the priests that worked in the temple that week. They were divided into shifts. Every week a certain amount of priests, and then they would exchange every week. Okay, that's about the bread. If we look over here in this painting, someone came into the courtyard and they took a picture of the temple. This is the second temple, King Herod's temple. They say that whoever didn't see King Herod's temple didn't see a beautiful building in his lifetime. It was so beautiful, so magnificent. It was also very big. You could see the height of the temple next to the height of the people. Outside, this is the courtyard outside. You can see in the middle, in the center, there's the outer altar, the big outer altar, much bigger than the incense altar. This one was like about three times a person's height. The priest, they would go up the ramp in order to do all the sacrifices, and they would go up on the altar. You could see one of the priests standing on the altar itself. And the smoke would also rise up in a straight line, up. It would spread around, but it would go up. Now, on the left, in the corner, you can see there's a few rows of people. You see them standing there with trumpets and harps and lyres. So those are the Levites. The Levites, the sons of Levi. Okay. One of the 12 tribes, their role in the temple was to make the music. So once you got into the temple, in addition to the wonderful smell of the incense and the light of the menorah and the congregation of all the people, you would also be able to hear wonderful music done by the Levites. We didn't really explain, but upstairs there was all the musical instruments, the harps, the lyres we made, there's silver trumpets made out of pure silver, there's shofars, all very special instruments. Pretty nice, yeah. They're all upstairs. Okay, so those are the Levites, all the people in white. Those are the Kohanim, the priests that work in the temple. They're wearing white, as you can see. And we are going to move upstairs. Okay.